With fighting intensifying and Russia claiming victories on the front lines in deadly battles, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is under mounting pressure to strike a peace deal by Christmas. In what is seen as a major announcement, Zelensky said the US Congress is due to vote on security guarantees for his war-torn nation and that he expected a finalized set of documents on peace with Russia to be prepared today or tomorrow. He said that once the vote takes place, the United States would hold consultations with Russia, followed by possible high-level meetings that could begin as early as this weekend. Zelensky repeated his optimism while addressing a joint session of the Dutch parliament in The Hague on Tuesday, saying the talks go far beyond a temporary ceasefire.
We are now in the midst of the most intense and focused negotiations for peace since the beginning of this war, for true lasting peace. And we are not talking about a pause or a temporary uncertain solution. We are working closely with partners to finally end this Russian war against Ukraine and through Ukraine, again, the very essence of life in Europe.
The remarks follow 2 days of talks in Berlin over the weekend, where US officials said Monday that 90% of the most difficult issues had been resolved, such as giving up territories to Russia. US officials have said that Moscow has signaled it is prepared to accept Ukraine joining the European Union, perhaps as early as 2027. However, the optimism was tempered by Russia's absence from those discussions. The announcements came ahead of a ceremony later Tuesday in the Dutch city of The Hague, where Zelensky joined representatives of more than 30 countries approving the creation of the International Claims Commission for Ukraine. The commission will seek compensation from Russia for damage caused by its invasion, including destroyed homes, infrastructure and other losses. Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof said hosting the commission underlined that Russia cannot escape responsibility.
A just and lasting peace requires that Russia compensate Ukraine for the damage it has inflicted. And so today we are here to talk about reparations.
Supporters say the commission sends a clear warning to future aggressors that wars come with consequences. The EU announced it would contribute 1 million euros, about 1.1 million US dollars, towards the commission's work, with total costs estimated at 3.5 million euros, or roughly $4.1 million. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.